The Milwaukee River, just north of downtown Milwaukee, has stretches of lush vegetation along its banks. But here in Milwaukee County's Riverside Park, under the Locust Street Bridge, the river's east bank is eroded and sends a lot of soil downstream into Lake Michigan. Kim Forbeck of the Urban Ecology Center says this is heavily used parkland.
And there's a lot of biking and dog walking and bird watching and, you know, people enjoying the corridor, as they should. But there are also a whole lot of renegade trails throughout the area that create erosion.
Forbeck says over the next year or two, the Urban Ecology Center plans to create a better trail along the river that's less likely to erode. Footing the bill for much of the work will be a three-year, $940,000 Great Lakes restoration grant that the Ecology Center began receiving last fall. The federal money is already helping pay for other river-related projects along a 40-acre stretch of land. On a hillside above the river, volunteers and Ecology Center staff spread compost to stabilize ground where invasive plants like buckthorn and garlic mustard have been removed. Kim Forbeck says it's another erosion control technique.
So we want to make sure that we take care of the bare soil that's there so we don't end up increasing erosion and causing more troubles than we started with.
With the aid of a small utility vehicle purchased with the Great Lakes grant, Forbeck says native plants and trees will later be planted on the hillside.
In order to get the larger trees in the back portions of the park, we'll now have a vehicle to help us with that. And to help us with the watering, to make sure that we're maintaining the vegetation that we plant.
Another part of the restoration work that's underway is a monitoring program to see how wildlife are doing along the Milwaukee River. The effort includes briefly capturing birds in fine netting and recording data about them.
And this guy is very filled up with sperm.
Research assistant Jen Callahan holds a male indigo bunting and shows a group of volunteers the underside of the bird.
And if you can see when I blow, can you see the bulb?
Yes.
Means he is ready to find a female.
While this bird seems healthy, Ecology Center Research Director Tim Vargo says one point of the wildlife study is to make sure the adjustments being made to help Lake Michigan don't hurt critters.
The birds that we love to see here, the colorful ones, the ones that are singing, we actually want them to move on as quickly as we can. So we want to be as hospitable as we can and provide them with good native food and shelter and hopefully not a lot of things that'll kill them.
Fargo says the Urban Ecology Center has to file periodic reports with the EPA documenting what they're doing. The public can see those reports, and so can any politician skeptical about Great Lakes Restoration Initiative projects. We asked the Office of House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan for a written statement about proposed funding cutbacks in the Great Lakes program. The Wisconsin Republican, who represents Lake Michigan communities like Racine and Kenosha, hasn't gotten back to us. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.